ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Maybe we could build a fire, sing a couple of songs, huh? Why don't we try that?
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
Yes, sir. Happy days are here again.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
What are you doing?
I'm starting a fight. He's going to finish it for me.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is the MMA Hour. And yes, the man was correct. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I'm the reigning, the defending, the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio world, and I'm so glad you can join me for this hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline SB Radio SB Nation Radio Network. And of course, Ring Talk Live Worldwide airs Saturdays and Sundays at 11 a.m. Pacific time, that's 2 p.m. Eastern time. This hour, we're talking McGregor and Mayweather. Of course, just a fortnight away, right? A couple of weeks, baby. Talk about the big fight, or is it a big fight? Is it a farce? I think it's a farce. Larry Holmes, who I'll have on next week's show, I'll have Larry on next week's show, but Larry is of the opinion that you cannot count Conor McGregor short. Why does he say that? I have no idea, but I'm going to get Larry on next week's show. We'll find out what Larry Holmes has to say about this boxer, Floyd Mayweather, undefeated 49-0 against an MMA fighter in a boxing match, Conor McGregor, who's had two or three amateur fights in his entire career. Does it sound like a mismatch? Yes, it sounds like a mismatch. Is Paul Malignaggi kicking the snot out of Conor McGregor in training, or was he before he got fired? Yes, he was. Now, should Paulie have been arrested for domestic violence? Well, guess what? If he and Conor were gay and they were living together, he would have been arrested for domestic violence. That's how bad Paulie was beating the snot out of Conor McGregor in training. And Paulie is not at the top of his game. You and I know that. He's well past his peak. You are tuned to Ring Talk, live worldwide, open phone lines around the planet. Join me if you like on the toll-free 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529, or on the guilt-free text line. That's right. You can drop me a compliment, or you can drop me a bomb. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. The great Cuba Gooding and I hooked up with him and his son, Cuba Gooding Jr., taking us to the break on Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
If you give me enough money, I'll find my own mother.
There's no exception to the rule. Listen, baby.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hey, I'm Lady Gaga. Recently, I was lucky enough to spend the day with a class of students and talk to them about their dreams for the future. But I realized more than ever the struggle that teachers face every day to supply their students with the right tools and the right environment to pursue their passions. That's why I'm teaming up with Staples for Students. They're donating $2 million to DonorsChoose.org and Born This Way Foundation. Join us at StaplesForStudents.org.
Start your own color party with colors like champagne and jubilee. Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 35% on paints and stains during the Love for Color sale, August 11th through the 14th. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Life. It's made up of the simple day-to-day moments that keep us all running on full. Full of joy, passion,
passion and restlessness. It's singing full on to your car radio with the windows wide open. It's a whole bunch of early morning rush hours and a few late night runs for Rocky Road. It's full of pit stops and drive-thrus. It's life, and we live it between fill-ups at Valero. Valero top-tier certified quality fuel keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at ValeroCleanGas.com.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOBoxing.com. That's WBOBoxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Daniel, give us your thoughts right now.
I don't know, man. I thought the fight was going well. I don't even know what happened. It's like I got kicked in the head. Oh, man, I'm so disappointed.
You know, I don't think it's a good idea to interview fighters after they've been knocked out, but I really wanted to give you a chance to express yourself. I know this was an incredible moment for you. It was very emotional. What can you say at all about this and the rivalry between you and John?
I don't know, man. I guess if you win both fights, there is no rivalry, so I don't know.
Thank you for everything, Daniel. Daniel Cormier, ladies and gentlemen.
What can I say about Daniel Cormier crying like that after John Jones slipped it? It's very emotional. I mean, getting your head handed to you and not knowing what it was like, I mean, that's got to be. I mean, at least I know when I was getting whooped on, I was getting whooped on. You know what I mean? That's the difference between getting knocked out and taking a whooping, I guess. Is when you're taking a whooping, you realize you're taking a whooping. You get knocked out, you wake up, what happened? I had one guy, I'll never forget, one guy woke up. I won't mention his name because he lives locally still. But he woke up and they asked him where he was and he told them he was, get this, at home. He was sitting, where are you at? He goes, I'm at home. He's sitting in the middle of a ring down on Fisherman's Wharf. Let's take it to Richard in Wheeling, West Virginia. What's up, Rich?
I wanted to ask. I mean, I just heard you say it because what I was going to call about, I've heard different hosts that aren't really boxing. The way I think of you, the way you talk about yourself, that you are an all-know when it comes to boxing because this is the longest-running boxing show. Just seems like you know a lot about it. So I was going to ask you, because the casino here in Wheeling, just yesterday, I just heard them, they're offering this fight for $20, the same as they did Pacquiao Mayweather. And I heard you use the word farce. Would you say that you would put a sucker on my head if I would pay $20 to see this fight?
No. I'm not knocking you for paying $20 to see the fight. I'm knocking you if you're going to pay $100 to watch the fight at home, because I think you'd be pulling out your hair at a dollar a clip for $100. For $20, my idea is to get 5, 6, maybe 10 guys together and get them to buy the pay-per-view at one house, or go down to places like Ricky's Sports Theater, San Leandro, California, where I'm going, Ricky's.com. And, of course, I think they charge $10, $15, or $20 to get in. I don't know what they're going to charge for this fight. But it's a minimal fee compared to spending $100 on pay-per-view. I'm against spending $100 on pay-per-view. Bottom line is, Richard, I'm against pay-per-view.
I'm against pay-per-view also, and have been for years, and that's why I never paid for a fight, ever. I didn't pay for any of them. But I'm just saying, for that $20, for the one with the Pacquiao Mayweather, was it worth 20 cents? Is that the way, as Mayweather, you would know this? I wouldn't. But, I mean, this one here, I don't really know. That's why I called, because I figured you would know, you know, maybe how long the fight's going to go or exactly what it's going to be. I just look at you as being almost somebody that's a soothsayer that would know exactly how this fight's going to go, how many rounds it's going to last. Is it going to be exciting? Is there going to be anything really worthwhile about spending my $20 to see it?
Well, as I said, your $20 would be worth it. Don't spend any more than $20. $20 is pretty good entertainment value. If you can get something out of $20 here in the United States of America as far as entertainment is concerned, more power to you. I mean, I'm looking to see what, how do I put this? In the last week and a half to 2 weeks, they'll make a big pay-per-view push. These guys will be talking on TV, and hopefully people will start to talking. But it's 2 weeks away, and people really aren't talking as much as they are about the Canelo Alvarez-Gennady Golovkin fight. Of course, that's going down. September the 16th. Now, I do want to mention the fact that on the 19th of August, of course, Terrence Crawford is going to fight on ESPN. So you get to watch a fight on free ESPN, Terrence Crawford against, I think his name is Angulas. It's a pretty good fight. Crawford's a pretty good fighter, so that should be a pretty good card to you, and that'll be on free television.
You say the 19th?
The 19th, on the 19th on ESPN.
What day is that?
I think that's next Saturday.
Next Saturday, okay, yep. If it's on ESPN?
Yep.
I can get that, and I mean, if it's free TV, yeah. I mean, a lot of times they'll say, you hear a lot of those say, if it's free, it's me. But I don't mind paying for something if I get my money's worth.
Understood. Richard, I understood. You have a wonderful day. I thank you for the call. That's Richard from Wheeling, West Virginia, one of my guys. You know, no doubt about it. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I mentioned, of course, Vasily Lomachenko. Somebody just shot me a text on him. Is Vasily Lomachenko as good as you say he is? No, he's as good as his record indicates. He's 9-1 with 7 knockouts. Of course, he was going 12 rounds in like his third or fourth fight. He went 12 rounds with Orlando Salido, who purposely came in overweight and just mugged Lomachenko. Lomachenko, not a frail fighter, but he's a fighter that fights at his weight division. He doesn't get much bigger than 130 pounds. I couldn't imagine this guy going to 145 or 150 in between fights. He is that disciplined. He is that good. Formerly originally out of the Ukraine. I mean, he is just an incredibly talented boxer. Currently, the World Boxing Organization 130-pound champion, being the former champion at 126 as well. As I said, he and Salido have some unfinished business. I expect that to take place in the next year to 18 months. He is 29 years old, born in 1988. As I said, pound for pound, one of the better boxers in the entire world. But we're back to the world of mixed martial arts. And I wanted to play that clip of Cormier crying coming back there to bring up the fact that John Jones, of course, 23-1 now, still the light heavyweight champion of the world, of course, stripped of that title for personal reasons. And he had some brushes with cocaine and performance-enhancing drugs, which I really don't like, man. I'm really down on Flintstone vitamins. I tell you why. You know, everybody says, everybody cheats a little bit. Everybody cheats a little bit. Yeah, I used to cheat a little bit. You know how I used to cheat before fights? Espresso. I would do an espresso shot. I would put it in a thermos, okay, and I would do a double espresso shot before I got ready to fight. Those were my drugs. That was the only drug that I used outside of adrenaline, okay? But, you know, guys want to get that edge, and they want to – it's just – you don't want to get that edge using things like Flintstone vitamins, estrogen blockers, messing with your testosterone level, moving it up and down. Of course, Jones testing for the first Daniel Cormier fight, which was about a year and a half ago. He tested for that first fight. He has such a low testosterone level that it was that of an 85 to a 90-year-old man. And we're talking about a guy that would have had impotence, wouldn't have had any hair, wouldn't have been able to move, would have been bent over arthritic, this and that. So there's no way his T levels coincided with the man being 29 years old. You see what I'm trying to say? Something was amiss there. Of course, Cormier's tests on that fight were a little low as well. But when you look at the big picture, John Jones has taken Flintstone vitamins before. He's taken them in the past, and he's taken them, of course, he was caught for taking an estrogen blocker. What an estrogen blocker does is it blocks, when your T levels go down real low, when you jump up and down as far as taking testosterone is concerned, your testosterone level naturally goes off. So when you take this estrogen blocker, it makes it look normal in testing. Who flunked that test? So did Brock Lesnar. Speaking of Brock Lesnar, that's why I'm bringing this up. John Jones, 23-1. Of course, the only fight he's ever lost, he was disqualified against, I think the guy was named Mark Hamill, something like that. Last name was Hamill. A DQ loser was John Jones. He elbowed him on the ground or something like that. But, man, essentially, he's undefeated. And he wants to take on the monster Brock Lesnar. Everybody wants to fight Brock Lesnar. Matt Mitrione, of course, Fallon Fox is the president of the Fallon Fox, a transsexual fighter out of Florida, the president of the Fallon Fox fan club, Matt Mitrione, now with Bellator, formerly with the UFC. He wants to take on Brock Lesnar. He said he'll kick the snot out of Brock Lesnar. Everybody wants to fight Brock Lesnar because you fight Brock Lesnar and you make some big money. But you're fighting a guy that's probably on steroids. Nah, not probably. He was for the last fight, that Mark Hunt fight. Of course, he tested positive afterwards for the estrogen blocker. Mark Hunt talked about it, I mean, being on steroids. You know, everybody knows he's on steroids. Look at his body. He's like 40 years old and built like that. I mean, he's a big dude. He's a freak, or call him what you want, but still, nobody's built like that at the age of 40, man, without taking some type of Flintstone vitamins. I don't care what kind of shape you get into. Anyway, Jones, the natural light heavyweight champion, 205 pounds. He weighs in, and of course, he walks around about 225, 230. He wants to take on Brock Lesnar, who walks around about 290, 300 pounds, comes down to 265 pounds for the UFC limit. Man, this will be the fight of fights. Forget McGregor and Mayweather. That fight is like, I need Viagra to get up for that anyway. I wouldn't need Viagra to get up for Jon Jones and Brock Lesnar. Just wouldn't do it. I mean, think about it, man. The most exciting fight of all time, maybe. I mean, you think I'm kidding? I kid you not. And let these guys both take steroids so we know what's going on. Let them both take steroids. Call it the steroid battle. Who cares? Because you know when Brock Lesnar enters the ring or the octagon or wherever square battle forum he enters to, the bottom line is when you look at his body, you know he's taking performance-enhancing drugs. So I don't care how clean he tests. The bottom line is I think he's always going to be dirty to an extent. And him and Jon Jones, let him hook it up. Jon Jones will probably weigh about 225, 230. And, of course, he'll be giving up 45 pounds of weight to Brock Lesnar. And still, he thinks he'll kick the snot out of Brock Lesnar. More power to my man, Jon Jones. You are tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide. Open phone lines. Join me if you dare. When I say dare, if you say something stupid, I'll dump on you. 415, take that back. That's our text line. The toll-free is 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. The guilt-free text line, guilt-free, baby. No commitment. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. The godfather of soul, James Brown, to the break on the Sports Byline SB Radio Network.
I mean, it's been really tough, and I'm not saying poor me at all. I mean, I've been a dumbass, and I've done a lot of things to make myself a laughingstock. But man, I stayed faithful through it all, and now I'm here.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for a simple rate as low as $19.99 a month. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For as low as $19.99 a month with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
Call 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. Call now. That's 800-587-4281.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Them belts are mine. Whatever they want to say, and they can say, oh, well, we took the belt, and now it's this guy's belt. You can play with those fake belts all you want. The real Jose was KO'd. Eddie was KO'd. You're looking at the two-weight world champion, and that's it. And that's it.
There's only one Mayweather. There's only one Mayweather. He talks the talk, and he walks the walk. Walking to the money land.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You want to take a chance on that?
26, make it 27 minutes past the hour. I saw Frampton Comes Alive last night. Peter Frampton, of course, out of the 70s, one of the greatest live rock albums of all time, Frampton Comes Alive. It was recorded here in Northern California. He returned to the mountain, the Shoreline Amphitheater in Mountain View, California. It's a crummy place to have a concert. I mean, it just is. I mean, the sound effects are terrible, and there's no big screen or anything like that. But guess what? Frampton stole the show from Steve Miller, no doubt about it. Peter Frampton rocks and rolls in 2017. You are tuned to Ring Talk, live worldwide. You're inside the world of boxing, MMA, and to an extent, pro wrestling. I was talking about steroids before the break, and I've got an email coming in from St. Louis. And no, it's not from Matt. It's from a guy named Al. Al says to me, do you think that steroids should be just illegal in all sports? If everybody knew what that everybody was taking anything they wanted, wouldn't that be cool if everybody knew that everybody was just taking it? I don't know if that would be cool because outside of I'll tell you what, the negative side effects, the side effects of steroids are incredible. I mean, Jimmy Snuka murdered his girlfriend. What was her name? Nancy Angelino, something like that, back in 1983. Of course, he murdered her in a motel room, I think, in Pennsylvania. And, of course, Vince McMahon came into town because it went that point in time, Snuka was the hottest star, and then the World Wrestling Federation, okay? And they were just starting to go national, things like the very next year. So he was there. He was the guy that they held the that was holding up the brand at that point in time. Well, guess what? This sort of went south on him. But McMahon got the cops not to charge him. So he wasn't charged with murder back in 1983, but he was charged in 2016. Of course, that case was sort of moot because Mr. Snuka died in January of this year. So Jimmy Snuka on steroids, and I heard Rowdy Piper talk about this in the past. Of course, the late Rowdy Piper, Roderick Coombs, the great Roderick Coombs. But he talked about it in the past, him being on the spit. That's what he talked about, Jimmy being on the spit, but spit with an H. You know what I'm trying to say? He goes, yeah, Jimmy was on the spit. He goes, and I can imagine he smacked that broad around a lot because they were of the it was sort of like common knowledge that Jimmy Snuka used to use his girlfriends as punching bags. Now, I don't know why guys need to punch on women. I really don't. In fact, most guys that punch on women are stone-cold cowards, even the fighters. You know, oh, man, I'm a tough guy. Yeah, a tough guy if you have to hit a chick. Give me a break, man. If a chick hits you, then maybe you got some cum. Then you got some recourse outside. But if you don't, you know, putting your hands on a woman is just not cool. I've seen guys do it time and time again. And Jimmy Superfly Snuka got away with murder, no doubt about that, in 1983. And he died in 2017 at the age of 17. Now, at the age of 73. Now, some other things we want to talk about here. As far as steroids are concerned, again, back to no, they shouldn't be legal, and because of the fact that the side effects, you know, you become mentally unstable, you go on steroid rage, is that kind of good stuff. I mean, we've seen what happened with Scott Steiner. Remember Scott Steiner went crazy a couple times on TV, and of course, Scott Steiner, they call him the freak and all that kind of big papa pump, you know, big papa pumping them steroids, baby. That's what's happening with there. Anyway, when you see these guys go off on steroids, you hear about these steroid rages, it's not too cool because, how can I put this? We're talking about combat sports. We're talking about life against life. And I'm not talking about listen, the idea to get in a fight is not to kill a guy. And I never went into a fight looking to knock a guy out. A couple of times I did, and guys pissed me off. But I never went into a fight. I just went into a fight looking to win. I just wanted to win and not get hurt. That was my mantra as far as boxing was concerned. I won four Golden Glove championships, but that's what it was all about. to fight, to win, and not get hurt. I really didn't care how I ended up, just as long as I didn't get hurt and I won. That's what's sort of cool, okay? But with steroids, you know, you sort of like, it's like giving a guy an extra hammer. In other words, he's got two hands, and you're fighting a guy with two hands, but if you give him steroids, you're giving him a hammer. And if you give him steroids and some of that that stuff that puts the extra HGH, whatever it was that puts the extra extra oxygen in your bloodstream, which makes you recover in like 30 seconds, much like Manny Pacquiao was doing for so long. I mean, think about that. Manny Pacquiao, the Filipino phenom, of course, not looking phenomenal of late. Lost a few weeks ago to some guy down there in Australia. But I got to tell you, when he was knocking people dead, he was knocking people dead. But before he was knocking them dead, he was going back to his corner and sitting down in between rings, and he wasn't huffing and puffing. And here was a guy that was extending himself, I mean, throwing a lot of punches, lighting people up. So when he's not huffing and puffing, or when he was huffing and puffing, and he was recovering 15 or 20 seconds later, that told me right then and there that there were some Flintstone vitamins as far as the Manny Pacquiao preparation for fights was concerned. Because after that, all of a sudden, he became human. Remember, to stop knocking people out, stop looking super, things like that. Of course, there was a big shakedown, and he shook everybody down with the Floyd Mayweather fight. You know that was a shakedown. He only had one arm going in. He knew it. Not that he was going to win with two arms or three arms or four arms or five arms. He just wasn't going to beat Mayweather. But at least he should have went into that fight close to being 100%. Last text coming in here comes from San Diego, California. I haven't gotten too many out of San Diego. We're not on Extra anymore. We used to be on Extra FM. I think it was 780 AM down there in the city of San Diego. Of course, they had that 100,000-watt transmitter on the other side of Tijuana. It was sort of cool. We used to get that all the way up here in the city by the bay. I kid you not. Extra AM used to come all the way up here, and I'd hear my own show when it was delayed at 6 a.m. on Extra. Ah, what a weird thing. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Now, Brock Lesnar, does he punch harder than Ernie Shavers? Yeah, I think he does. When you got a guy on the ground, if you got a guy on the ground and his head's not moving and you're punching him straight up, man, with a 4-ounce glove, yeah, I think that's a little harder than Ernie Shavers hitting somebody. So why are guys surviving? Because of the fact that Brock Lesnar really doesn't have the punching thing down. Those guys don't put good leverage on their punches, even when they've got the ground behind them. If I had the ground behind me and I was punching down on a guy, okay, I think it would be one shot and lights out, baby. That would just be it. And if it wasn't lights out, it would be two shots and lights out. If it wasn't lights out at that point in time, it would be time for me to leave the ring because this guy is not human. I kid you not. You get two shots on a guy that's prone, laying on the ground, and you can't knock him out, you need to work on your punching power, your leverage, something's wrong. Either that or the guy's on drugs, one or the other. This is Ring Talk, baby, and we're not on drugs. We're talking boxing, MMA, of course, and a little pro wrestling as well, each and every Saturday and Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. That's 2 p.m. Eastern time. Of course, Ring Talk Live Worldwide comes to you from the city by the bay, San Francisco, California, my hometown. I'm a former San Francisco policeman, four-time SF Northern California Golden Glove champion. And when I look at the lineage and the history of the Golden Gloves, folks, think about this. The Golden Gloves were in four cities originally. It was New York, it was St. Louis, it was Chicago, and it was San Francisco. So I've won four. I won 3 years in a row, went undefeated 3 years in a row. Of course, I was fighting nothing but like a lot of girls and things like that and guys with one arm. No, I kid you not. They were sending animals after me. In fact, one guy I remember fighting Keith Rucker in 82, they said to me, do you really want to fight this guy? I mean, he's 9-0 with 8 knockouts. Do you really want to fight this guy? He's 6'1.5". He's knocking everybody dead. He hits like Tommy Hearns. 15 seconds in the fight. He was on his ass looking up at me, shaking his head. Yeah, you can punch, baby. That's right. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing, MMA, and, of course, a little pro wrestling. We've all open phone lines around the planet, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. And the next question is, if pro wrestling is fake and if it's scripted and it's choreographed and all that stuff, why can't you use steroids? Because of the fact that, you know, I said the side effects. I mean, Chris Benoit, think about Chris Benoit, baby. He murdered his wife, he murdered his kid, and he killed himself. Okay? He was a steroid monkey. He had 145% more testosterone in his body than he should have. 145% more. That's like double and a half. Double and a half for his age. He was like 30, 31, 32 years old. He was starting to face the downslide of his career. They knew it. Okay, he was depressed over that. Of course, he was starting to take away a spot there in the WWE. And what happened? He whacked the old lady, then he whacked his kid. And when you whack your kid, that is like the lowest of the absolute low. I just couldn't imagine. Good Lord. You know, if you get into a beef with the old lady or something like that and something happens, I understand that. But then after killing the wife, you don't go downstairs and kill the kid. You just don't do it unless you are really, really a jerk. And, of course, I'm putting it lightly there. Chris Benoit was more than a jerk. Of course, Vince McMahon and the World Wrestling Entertainment stuck up for him through that big Chris Benoit tribute show that night on Monday Night Raw. Oh, worse when they found out about it. They knew he had murdered his family. They knew he murdered his family, and they threw this tribute show anyway because McMahon was looking for ratings. Vince McMahon, the turd of the century? No, the turd of all time. You're tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide. Open phone lines around the planet. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You are tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide on Sports Byline SB Nation Radio.
Joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
The very controversial host of Piper's Pit, Rowdy Roddy Piper. Mr. Piper, I would stick around, but you're going to have to excuse me. I have to go to the men's room. I'll be right back. Thank you.
Going home? Oh, my goodness, that's fine. Cow Palace. You can go to the men's room in the Cow Palace. That's a wonderful name in San Francisco because the Cow Palace is someplace that I would be proud to call my home. Cow Palace is someplace that I'd be proud to bring my gal. Because obviously, if you live in San Francisco and you are going out with gals, Obviously, they belong in the cow palace. I saw one. The only thing she was missing was antlers. She would have been in season, Jack, man. I saw her coming up to me, asking me for a date. I says, man, I'm Hot Rod. Are you kidding me? He said, yeah, but aren't you the one that's going to fight Mr. Wonderful? I says, yeah, I'm going to fight Mr. Blunderful. He says, but aren't you the one that's going to fight him with all them wrestlers around the ring? He says, yeah, that's me. He says, don't you know what he's thinking? Of course. Yeah, I know what he's thinking. Absolutely nothing, man. When he's in a room alone, he is all alone. You see, you forget, I rode with him. I know what an idiot this guy is. I know his moves. Oh, yes, he's tough. I know he's tough. You think I ain't, man? I've been around. You know that. I've been there before. He's tough enough to go and bench press 500 pounds. Who really cares, man, huh? Your idea here of a wrestling match here, you got 12 wrestlers around the ring. You got dancing midgets and leathers. You got everything that you've ever wanted in a match. You know why I signed this? Incidentally, it didn't take me 2 months to sign this match. No. It didn't take me 2 months to make up my mind, brother. No. I said, you want me to fight somebody? I'll fight anybody. Who do you want? Just let me fight him. Orndorff says, well, I'm going to take my time. Going to take me about 2 months. And I'm gonna go right now and go to the bathroom and think about it. And now I'm back. Right there. It's your idea of Orndorff's father. You see, that's going to happen after you fight me. Could be nothing left to you except for old and bald and ugly. You ain't going to be no Hot Rod. You're just going to be somebody that can't keep his bladder empty.
Thank you very much, Roddy Piper.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
That's a voice I'd know anywhere.
You know what's the truth? I fought in the Cow Palace. I beat Paul Nave, who went on to win the WBF World Welterweight Championship. I kid you not. He went 12 rounds. He beat Greg Hogan in one fight. I mean, I beat him on a stoppage. But as far as 12 rounds is concerned, me and Paul Nave for 12 rounds, man, if I didn't get him early, I think that he would have had me for lunch. He was able to fight down the stretch, down the 12-round stretch. I just don't know. I don't know. I never went 12 rounds. Most of them went in my life. I went 12 in the gym. But, you know, not in a fight, in a real fight. But Paul went 12 several times. Hats off to the Marin County assassin, Paul Nave. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and MMA. Hey, how about Dizzy in Denver listening on KDCO 1340 AM? He's smoking gelato and listening to the show. Okay, I hope the gelato is good. And evidently, they're running out of weed in Colorado. We've got plenty of weed in California. In fact, the price is like dropping. I kid you not, dropping, although I had to pay $60 for an eighth, which is very excessive. But for the most part, the prices are dropping. For Dizzy in Denver, smoking that gelato, more power to you. Thank you for listening to the show. Now, my buddy Miguel down there in Dallas listening on KTIC 1310. He wants to talk about Brock Lesnar and, of course, John Jones, but he says the intangible, the guy in the middle there is Cain Velasquez. Why not have John Jones fight Cain Velasquez first and then have the winner fight Brock Lesnar? Interesting. Well, I don't know if that John Jones want to lay it all out there against Cain Velasquez when the big money is going to be with Brock Lesnar. Listen, he wants a super fight. That's what this is. This is a super fight. Like, you know, McGregor. McGregor wanted super fights. He got this fight with Mayweather. Of course, he started the fight on social media. I've never heard a fight start before on social media. I mean, in the media per se, like in the newspaper, when a guy says he doesn't like another guy, then all of a sudden they're fighting. You know, that happened, but not as far as social media was concerned, because what happened here is that Conor McGregor, you heard him a little bit earlier in the show, the former 145-pound, the current 155-pound UFC mixed martial arts champion. Of course, you know, he talked about his game and the fact that he could destroy Mayweather, and then Mayweather wasn't much and this and that. And Mayweather bit into it, and they went back and forth, and they sort of jabbed back and forth on social media. And, of course, they both had big social media following. So after a while, then their fans started talking about it and back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And then before you know it, they were talking about the fight happening. And then Dana White said it wasn't going to happen, that it would never happen, that he had Conor McGregor under contract. He would never allow Conor McGregor to fight Floyd Mayweather, no way, no how, until he got a cut of the money. And then he said, hey, I'm all for it now. I'm co-promoting the fight. So it's Mayweather and USC coming together and bringing you this fight, of course, on August the 26th, live from the T-Mobile Arena. I believe that is in Paradise. They call it Paradise, Nevada. It's called Las Vegas, Nevada, baby. The bottom line is McGregor and Floyd Mayweather, the farcical fight of the 21st century thus far. But you know what? Larry Holmes, who I'll have on next week's show, I promise you, former world heavyweight champion, the Easton Assassin, one of my buddies. We used to hang out, and we'd hang out on the beach, and We've been together on the beach in Antigua. We've been together in, where else? We were in Aruba. We were in Spain one time. Obviously, Vegas a couple of times. Atlantic City. Where's one other spot, me and Larry? Where's that one spot we were at? I can't remember right now. Anyway, the bottom line is Larry Holmes will be on next week's show, and Larry Holmes will talk about the fact that he thinks that Conor McGregor cannot be sold short. And the reason why I want to bring Larry Holmes on the show is that he's one of the only few guys that feel that way. I mean, everybody sort of thinks that, you know, McGregor's just walked himself into a nice payday, that he really has no chance of beating Floyd Mayweather in a boxing match. Remember, this is a boxing match. This is not a kickboxing match. This is not an MMA match. This isn't something where you can throw down, you know, throw a guy down on the ground. You've got to throw down hand-to-hand, mano-a-mano. And don't forget, Mr. McGregor is wearing gloves that are 150% bigger than the gloves he usually wears. I'll say it again, 150% bigger. That means double and a half bigger. Instead of being 4-ounce gloves, these are 10-ounce gloves, 10-ounce gloves, okay? And not only are they 10-ounce gloves, you know, they're heavier, they're harder to knock people out with because there's so much padding in between. In other words, this is just made for Mr. Mayweather. Even if Conor was to catch him on the chin, really, really a nice, nice shot, the fact is Mayweather has a decent chin. He recovers well. And with a 10-ounce glove, I don't think he's gambling per se. And yes, Mayweather's coming back. He's had a layoff. But the layoff, you're worried about the layoff. Andy here, Andy from New Orleans, sending me something talking about the Mayweather layoff. He doesn't lay off. The guy trains all the time. The guy's a bit of a freak. I kid you not. I watched him throw 10,000 jabs one day to start off a training session in San Francisco. He threw 10,000 jabs on a bag before he started his training session. That's how dedicated the guy is. So he deserves to get paid the vast amounts of money I think that he gets paid. I'm all for it. I think he should deliver more. I think he should go out there and try to gamble more. But I think if he gambled more, he would probably have more damage on his body. He doesn't want damage on his body. He wants to be able to grow old and rich. He doesn't want to grow old with CTE and be punch drunk and go into bed like Danny Little Red Lopez. I noticed that fight was pictured, I believe, on Facebook by Steve Lott, the former co-trainer of the heavyweight champion Mike Tyson. Talk about Danny Little Red Lopez and Salvador Sanchez. He had that up on his Facebook page this week. And of course, Danny Little Red Lopez, I've interviewed him in the past on this show, and of course, he goes to bed like at 6:30 or 7 o'clock each night. He can barely get out of bed in the morning. In other words, he's suffering from some of the residual effects of professional boxing, much like professional football players are. And of course, I've had Larry, meaning the godfather himself, Larry Merchant on the show, talking about that Inside Sports or the HBO Sports thing he did like 20 years ago when football players were telling him that they weren't waking up in the morning on time and they were waking up, they were moody and they're having emotional issues and they're having physical issues and he couldn't figure it out. And of course, he was the first guy to run with something on CTE. And over the years, I've been doing all this stuff as far as brain damage is concerned, you know, and people say to me, you know, why are you doing this? Why do you keep pushing this brain trauma thing if you've got a boxing and MMA show? Why are you doing that? Because I'm trying to bring light to the subject. In other words, we just can't ignore this, okay? I'm of the opinion we should go with no gloves. That would make fights quicker. That would make there would be less damage incurred. You think I'm kidding? No, I'm not. Just wrap the hands up so you don't hurt the hands. Maybe give them a 2 to 4 ounce glove each guy and let the guys go out there and they bang. And guess what? When you bang a guy with a small glove, he goes or he gets rocked or he gets suddenly concussed. You jump in, you stop the fight. There's not 10 or 12 rounds or 15 rounds of some guy getting his head handed to him. That's what happens here. In other words, a fight, most fights are over with right away. You sort of know who's going to win. And if a guy's won 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 rounds very decisively, why send the guy out for 6, 7, and 8? It just doesn't make sense unless you want him to, like, for the entertainment factor, doing this for the fans at home. Well, guess what? You're not doing it for me, and I'm a fan, and I feel that fans should, of course, they're spending the money, and they're spending their time in front of the tube, whatever it is, spending, buying tickets, but that doesn't mean you get to watch somebody get destroyed. When I say destroyed, I don't mean just in a ring. I mean destroyed physically and mentally and emotionally. But guess what? Brain damage, CTE, it's for real. We're seeing it in football. Of course, they lied about it in football. They lied about it in the NFL for so many years. And, of course, the great Frankie Klick, 19th champion of the world back in 1938, I believe. Of course, he was a guy that turned me on to both the alcohol and boxing. Now, how did he do this? Because he was a drunk that laid in the street. And he was a former world boxing champion, 140 pounds, I believe, junior welterweight division back in 1938. But he used to tell me every day, you know, his memory would come and go and come and go and come and go. And he would tell me, don't drink and don't get hit too much. And that's what I learned a lot from him. You got to look at some of these people. You've got to look at some of the athletes. I work with Mark Gastineau. Of course, he was formerly with the New York Jets. The great sack attack guy. I mean, he was one of the greatest pass rushers of all time. But when I interviewed him as a boxer, he was like, blah, blah, blah. He couldn't concentrate for more than a minute. I had problems with Gastineau. I mean, listen, the two of the craziest interviews I've ever had in my life, I think they were on the same show, Mark Gastineau and James Caan. James Caan from The Godfather. James Caan was so drunk, it was unbelievable. The producer was yelling in my ear, get that effing guy off the air. Get him off the air. Get him off the air. And I'm just introducing him, of course, as the great actor from The Godfather, et cetera, et cetera. Ray Mancini's friend, this and that. And the producer screaming in my ear, get that drunk guy off the air. Anyway, Mark Gastineau, almost as equally as a tough an interview because he couldn't pay attention. If you asked him a question, he couldn't roll with it. In fact, when you did stuff live with him and he didn't roll with it, you just had to keep going. You just had to sort of ignore the fact that he didn't answer you and just keep rolling with it. Because if you stopped and you went back and asked him again, guess what? It would just make him look stupider and make you look like an idiot. So at the end of the day, Gastineau, not an interview, not an easy interview, but James Caan, one of the most difficult interviews of all time as far as my 30-plus years in the business are concerned. You are tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide. Are you part of the Ring Talk family? You are now. If you joined the Ring Talk family today, or if you've been with me for 32 years, I welcome you to the Ring Talk clan. We're here Saturdays and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time, right here on Ring Talk live worldwide.
There is no place I'd rather be than with you.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
If you are age 85 or younger,
call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
You know, it's my theory that if that Don King was born rich and white, he'd be Donald Trump. And if Donald Trump was born poor and black, he'd be Don King.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Frampton comes alive. He was great last night, folks. I kid you not, he stole the show from Steve Miller. And I think who else opened the show? I forget, Night Ranger opened the show. But the bottom line is Peter Frampton. Frampton comes alive. One of the greatest live performers I've ever seen. I've seen almost everybody except the Beatles. I kid you not. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Saturdays and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific. I'm right here on the Ring Talk Radio Network. We call this, of course, the Sports Byline SB Nation Radio Network. Saturdays and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. The UFC is taking some time off. They come back September the 2nd. They go to Netherlands, of course, the home of the best hash in the entire world, because UFC Fight Night is going to go on with Stefan Struve in the main event. Of course, the next big UFC pay-per-view event is going to be UFC 216. I'm not too new for UFC 215. Not too hot on that, because Demetrius Johnson, although he's the best fighter pound for pound in the world, in the minds of many people as far as MMA is concerned, at 125 pounds, he just doesn't turn my crank. Also on the same card, though, Amanda Nunes, a little monster, of course, from south of the border. I'm talking about Brazil, baby. Of course, the world bantamweight champion, 135 pounds, destroyed Ronda Rousey in her last fight. She takes on her nemesis, Valentina Shevchenko. Valentina Shevchenko is one bad chick. Battle of two bad bras. The bottom line is I think this fight card is going to be worth buying, because Junior Dos Santos, about to get sent off to pasture. Of course, the former two-time world heavyweight champion, but the former UFC heavyweight title holder, no doubt about that, taking on Francis Ngannou, who's probably going to drill him and send him into next week. Junior Dos Santos was knocked out in his last fight. Junior, why don't you just like go away, man? Life is just not good anymore for Junior Dos Santos as far as taking heavyweight punches are concerned. But that entire card is going to go down, of course, UFC 215. Demetrius Johnson on top, September the 9th, live from the Rogers Place in Edmonton, Canada. Good luck with drawing with a black up there in Edmonton, Canada as well. Some of the other UFC events coming up, of course, as the UFC is concerned, is I like this card in Australia. Why? Because guess who's on it? Mark Hunt, baby. That's right, the throwing Samoa and Mark Hunt. Anytime you get Mark Hunt on a card, it's going to be cool. 43, 44 years old, he still brings it. I call him the slowing Samoan, the throwing Samoan. The bottom line is he delivers, and most time when he hits guys on the chin, it's lights out. Of course, Brock Lesnar and he come into that steroid bout, which was ruled a no contest about a year and a half. Year and 13, 14 months ago. Anyway, Lesnar going to come back to the world of mixed martial arts. He's quitting the WWE. He's going to come back to the world of UFC. Going to take on Jon Jones in a mega fight. If he were to beat Jon Jones, there might be one more fight for Brock Lesnar on the UFC horizon. If he loses to Jon Jones, it'll be all over. And why not? It was a great experiment. Here was a guy that, of course, a former football player, tried to make it in the National Football League, couldn't do that. Of course, took time off from the WWE, went to football, couldn't do that. Came back, went to pro wrestling, made his mark, made a move in the world of mixed martial arts, won the heavyweight championship, lost it, but he won it, and he defended it a couple of times. He's a tough dude, no doubt about that. 265 pounds of pure muscle is Brock Lesnar. But Brock Lesnar and Jon Jones, the super fight, no doubt, of this century. You have been listening to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. 33-plus years now, you're inside looking at the world of boxing, MMA, and pro wrestling. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget, you can catch us each and every Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time, right here on the Sports Byline SB Radio Network.